Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
There's a bench out there if you guys want to trade in. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone back in after a little layoff for Thanksgiving, try to get all the equipment up and going, and phones are about half crazy now. Randy's trying to call me, and I'm trying to call him, and all kinds of things going on, but we're back here again on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color, and right now we're on the WTKY station, 102.7, I think we had some kind of electronic flash out at the tower at Midway, and we're waiting on parts from overseas to get it fixed, but we'll be back up on that again before long. Got a, like I said, it's a pleasure once again each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock to be here on the Clay County Corner, where we are made possible by the Clay County Chamber and Three Star folks and all the great people that advertise with this radio show and make it possible for us here at each time. And we're grateful for all the folks that listen. And if you're listening and you know some of your folks that are trying to pick us up on 101.5, tell them to tune the radio over to 102.7. And that'll take care of that. And got a great show coming up today. We've got the head football coach. And it looks like there's another gentleman here. They must be an assistant coach or something, because I don't think any of the boys are bald-headed and got a beard. And we're going to be talking to them a little bit. This is a big weekend coming up tomorrow, along about 3 o'clock. We'll be down in is that called the Bluff City down there in Chattanooga? I believe that may be their nickname, playing at the Chattanooga, University of Chattanooga football field for a state championship in football for the first time. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And we've got our birthday celebration. We'll be giving away one of our birthday prizes. And with that, I'm going to take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes, and we'll get cranked up talking about football.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, hey, we're live now, folks. Be careful what you say and who you say it to. I've got a whole slew in here this morning of football players and coach. I don't know, I guess we might just start off with Coach Lamb and talk a little bit of just a little quick rundown on the season, and then we want to give each one of these young men an opportunity to talk a little bit about football and their 4 years of high school football and how all this came about. Coach, I know that you don't know a whole lot back past this year except what you've read about, I guess, but...
These young men have, they're really special. These nine guys, the seniors that come out and practice every day and they give us everything they got, and just a special group. Not only are they good on the field, but they're great young men and probably better young men than they are good football players. That's a testament to their mamas and daddies and that's raised them and just tickled to death to be a part of this bunch.
Okay, that's something we can say about most of our athletes. About 99.9% of all of our students, they are great young people. And
yes, definitely.
And of course, these are the leaders going to be taking our places one of these days and doing the things that we're trying to do now. And, of course, one of the biggest chores we've got is to try to make sure that they've got an opportunity to come back home when they finish the next round or whatever they want to do. And I know we've got some folks here from the welding class that are going out into the industrial world. We've got some folks that are hoping to play a little football maybe at some level a little bit later on.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of these guys are definitely going to do some type of post-education. So that's,
yes.
And it makes it a little easier to coach intelligent young men, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Especially when they're smarter than the coach is, so that's a big plus.
Well, that's something you find out sometimes they are, but still they do need a little direction, don't they, coach? Sometimes.
A few times, not a lot. They usually got it figured out. So.
But let you do a little rundown on. Now, like I said, you came in not as a rookie coach, but a rookie coach here in Clay County this year.
Yes, sir. This is my 29th year as coaching, and I think it's my 17th as a head coach. I come down and just was blessed to come down here and inherit this bunch, with a little talking to Miss Tia and Miss Monroe and a little tugging with Mr. Johnny Rich, who was my good friend. And, it's where I'm supposed to be. It's where I'm supposed to be, and it's been wonderful, and watching these guys lead and the maturity that they have is just incredible. It's just a great feeling.
And you mentioned the name there of Mr. Johnny Rich, who,
yes, sir.
Of course, we lost him that
yes,
just by
yes,
a few
sir.
Days, and I know last Friday night what he was doing.
Yes.
On that night, was listening very closely to all these.
Yes.
And I know what I know. Of course, I have known Bruce since I guess you may have played junior high basketball.
Yes, sir.
With my brother-in-law, Mr.
Yes,
Gary Strong, over in
yes,
Brooklyn.
Sir.
So I've known these guys a long time, and I know his wife always took care of me at the district tournaments and got me in to get me food to eat over there in the hospitality room. And,
she's pretty good at that. Look at me, I eat really well.
And
so.
I've known her for a number of years. I know she was a teacher at Rittman, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And then out at Livingston Academy,
yes,
maybe.
Sir. Yes, sir.
But it's great to have you folks over here, and I know you're working here, and she is also a certified teacher, but
yes.
I know she's working as a teacher assistant, I think, now.
Yes, sir.
Just so she can get to know the folks over here.
Absolutely. We've loved it. It's been wonderful so far.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Did you have the feeling that this could happen when you started in the fall?
Well, you always hope. But I did know that, from watching film from this past years and that we had a lot of talents. And if we could get it all together and have a few things go our way, I thought we could be right here where we are today. Things have got to go right.
It's got to fall in place.
Absolutely. The stars have got to align, and they have so far. So, we've been very blessed.
Yeah, it's been so many season endings where we wound up with the same. Either we'd have to Gordonsville to get there, or if we got past Gordonsville, we would have South Pittsburgh
yes.
looking at us, and
yes.
they kind of took care of that on that end this year.
Right.
And we wound up with the team that we played Friday night, Coalfield, was a very, very good team, and I think they had actually beaten South Pittsburgh this year, and then South Pittsburgh had beaten Gordonsville.
They're really, really good football team. I think they were 12-1 when they came in, and they had a bunch of kids that didn't quit. We got up big on them, and they kind of made a little run at us. And, it's good for us to face a little adversity and get over that hump. And our kids did that and come out with a win. But Coalfield's a good football team. So, Gordonsville's a real good football team.
Yeah.
And we beat them twice. So, these kids have got over that hump, got that monkey off their back for sure.
And we are going to Chattanooga tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be at about, that's 3 o'clock Central Time?
2 o'clock Central Time.
Okay, it's 2 o'clock Central.
Yes, sir.
And with three, at least listed as 3 o'clock local time.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And, of course, I think we're flu tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, there's some bad flu going on around here.
I mean, perfectly honest,
I think we had 80 absent the other day, it is rough.
I mean, it is a coincidence, but
yes.
And we're hoping that everybody can make it over there. And the ticket process is not something real easy for us hillbillies, is it?
It's kind of crazy. This way the world's changing, I think. You can go online at GoFan. You can still buy them at the gate, but we don't receive any of that money at the gate. So, all the time we got a little portion of the money is on GoFan. But, hey, it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter right now. It's about support and watch these young men play.
No, that's the important thing now.
Yes, sir.
I hope we'll have a great turnout. I know we'll have a great turnout.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow. And I know that it's been fun watching these guys.
Yes.
And, and I know one of the things as a spectator is one of the things that I have – really, and I think we've all noticed watching, is that that is the effort of our special team players.
Yeah.
And I know a little sore sticking point this year that the only loss we have was because of extra points.
Yeah.
And I know that had been something these guys have had to put up with for a long time, that we didn't have anyone that was really, really kind of secure doing that. And we do have that this year. And I know we do run some, try for the 2-point
yes.
plays, but we also have made a majority of our kicks this year on extra points. And that has made a difference.
It has made a difference. You know, Levi's gotten a little better at it. I kid him all the time that he's the worst kicker in America, but he's gotten a little better at it. I had to brag on him a little bit.
But now, I know back in our historic past, we had Mr. Alan Melton, who was a kicker who actually kicked a field goal to win a ball game back here a number of years ago. And I can remember all the way back to my days, we had a quarterback named, we had two quarterbacks, one named Mr. Jerry Fox, who is Grant Strong's grandfather, and Kenneth Cherry, also, and they were the quarterbacks, and they kicked extra points. And I know Jerry was the leading scorer in, and I know in Middle Tennessee a number of years, because we had a football team that was kind of scoring like these guys.
Yes, yes, sir.
And he kicked extra points, too. So, you know, he would wind up scoring maybe one or two touchdowns and seven or eight extra points and made a great big difference.
That's a big difference, yes,
and
sir.
I know all of our special teams, I know when we look, every time the opposing quarterback goes back to throw a pass, we know that, I know Coach Joe Lees used to say, you know, when you throw the ball, there's three things that happen, and two of them are bad. A couple of the bad things that worked, one of the bad things that worked for us was interception, because, you know, everyone always, when any time that ball went up there, the crowd would start going, ooh, ah, we're going to intercept this and run it back. And we did manage to do that a few times. A very spectacular team that made outstanding plays this year.
Yes, sir.
And also they proved enough that they could grind one out if they had to.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
But with that, Coach, we're going to take a little short break.
Okay.
We're going to come back. And we'll do some more talking.
All right.
Let you finish up here in a minute and introduce one of the first players. Let them sit down in front of the microphone and just give us a full history of all their football career. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply. Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Okay, we're back, Coach. I know we've got most of our players here, but we've got some that aren't here. You want to just talk about them a little bit and their place since they're not here with us?
Yes, sir. Keaton Arms, our quarterback and outside linebacker, and he's not here today. Had a dentist appointment, I believe, so he couldn't make it. Ricardo McElroy, who's our nose guard, young man, is about 160 pounds, but he fights.
Yes, he does.
He fights pretty well in the middle there. And then Hunter Kyle, who plays defensive tackle for us and plays some tight end and guard for us also. He's not here also.
Okay, but we have some folks that are here.
We do.
We've got someone. Now, you got to get the microphone over close to you and wake up.
I'm awake.
Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your football career and your thoughts on all this.
My name's Levi Garrett. I play left guard and middle linebacker, and I don't know. It's just an honor to.
Now, what else do you do? Kick extra points?
Oh yeah, kick extra points too, and kickoff.
And kickoff.
Yeah, but it's an honor to play on this team and to be in this situation right now.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what are your plans for post football, high school, or what?
I plan on going straight to work or either going to TCAT for a year or 6 months. It just depends on really what I really want to do.
Okay, and some of your favorite moments in the past, not only this season but earlier, some of the maybe the mishaps you've had or some of the bright moments you've had, some of your things that really stand out that you're really proud of, Eli, or Levi.
I'll say my first extra point I made, actually. I mean, that one really stood out to me. You know, my first tackle in high school, that one stood out to me.
Well, tell us a little bit about how much practice time do you put in on kicking those extra points every day? Do you get a little extra time in?
I sit around after practice sometimes.
Sometimes? Not every day. Go and kick about 100 through the uprights.
I can't say that I do that, you know, but I do practice some.
But no, that you know, it is an extra not a chore, but an extra job, isn't it? There,
yeah, it is an extra job. You know, you play in left guard, and then you know somebody goes scores like Kerr, Joseph. You know, you got to run down the field and go kick an extra point. You know, it's another job.
Well, the kicking it's got to be a pretty big job for a lot of nights, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Based on the number of touchdowns scored, you got to do a kickoff, and you got to make an attempt at an extra point. And of course, the rest of these guys, they just get to do their normal job, and you've got to go be an entirely different. Do you get a little nervous sometimes when you're maybe the score's tied with 10 seconds on the clock and you've got to kick an extra point to win the ball game?
I don't really get – it's not that I really get nervous. I mean, I get more nervous about playing defense or offense than I do kicking, you know, in that point in time.
Okay, and looking forward to tomorrow afternoon. What do you think about that? Well, what do you know about McKenzie? Do you know anything with Coach going through all the film?
Yeah, well, we've watched a bunch of film on them. You know, they're a good team. You know, they're not 14-0 for a reason. You know,
they're pretty good.
They're going to be a good team. You know, they got a few fast kids and a few big kids on the line. It's going to be a good game.
All right. Thank you very much. Now,
thank you.
Who we got up here next? Now, you got to get close to this thing. So we can hear everybody out radio land can hear you. You can introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about it.
I mean, I'm Stone Lynn. I'm a senior from Pike County High School. I play center. I played center for the last 2 years.
What are your responsibilities on the team?
I guess I got a block. I got a block for everybody. I got to snap the ball. That's one of the most important jobs. First job. Well, it's the first thing that always happens in every play is you got to snap the ball.
So you may be the most important player out there.
I think I am the most important player out there.
Well, you know the mechanics of the job that you have. You're out there. What do you play on defense?
I don't play.
You don't play defense at all. Okay, but now, and your job as a center, a lot of folks don't realize that you're kind of playing blindfolded, aren't you? Because you got to be looking down and looking between your ankles back at Keaton at the quarterback spot, and you can't look up and see what's coming at you a lot of times.
I don't have much time to look. I mean, It's more muscle memory than it is anything. If I snap it over Keaton's head, guess whose fault it is?
He is,
because
he's too short.
Yeah, I guess.
He's too short.
If this man sitting right here beside me doesn't get his block, you know, it can't happen unless I get the ball to the quarterback. So.
And when you do a reasonably good job at that, and you know, and of course, being a center is not like it used to be, because most offenses in high school and everywhere, you know, you had the quarterback up under the center, and all you had to do was center the ball back there about 2 foot, and would basically just hand it to him. And now he's standing back there about 3 yards, and you've got to get it to him where he can catch it and be able to catch it and do something just really in the snap of a finger, hadn't he? So it does. Do you guys do a lot of practicing on the field where just you and him, you're centering the ball to him, or is it on live action practice more?
It's more live action. I mean, on game days, I'll practice with the quarterback a little bit, and if I'm not snapping good, I may practice that next day with him. And if we do a little under center stuff, and I'll practice that with him, because we don't do that much. But it's more live action. I just kind of go into practice. They trust me enough to do it.
And, you know, so much of this, it is what you said there a minute ago, is muscle memory. Because, you know, in football, there's no way that you center the ball back there and got time to, when the quarterback gets the ball, there's no way his brain got time to think, look down there and say, well, this is 30 yards down the field, so I need to throw it at this speed. I mean, it's just automatic, isn't it? I know, like as an old basketball coach, I tell folks, you know, it's all muscle memory, because there's no way that you can tell your brain to shoot a little round object 20 foot and get a certain circle on it and get to go through what is an 18-inch ring. And that's basically the same thing with football. And, we just got – somebody just woke up and come in, didn't he? Who is that? He just come in.
That Hunter.
They were mentioning him earlier, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Stone, what are your plans after high school?
Well, hopefully I'm going to attend Tennessee Tech, and I'm going to go into the wildlife and biology major there, and I'm hoping to get a job with like the TWRA or the TWF and work with the state maybe. And
We've had a couple of folks who have done that from here, and looking forward to maybe you'll be the, what do they call them, the rabbit sheriff here one of these days?
Yeah, the rabbit sheriff.
Okay, very good. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the birthdays off, and then we're going to come back, and we'll let someone else get your seat, but we're going to go down to Mr. Burchett here next when we come back. But celebrating birthdays. And one thing I do want to mention now that Coach Lamb mentioned, I know if you go online, it's going to show that the time for tomorrow afternoon football game at local time, and that local time is 3:00 Eastern time, and it's 2:00 Central time. And you guys are leaving here in the morning right after breakfast, probably, aren't you? Maybe eat breakfast on the road or something.
Yeah.
But remind everyone, if you know anyone that's not real sure about that, tell them it is 2:00, and I believe Channel 30 is the channel that carries it around here, I think, to see the SAA games. And but with that, our birthdays for today, Miss Ruth Copas celebrating a birthday, Vonda Weir celebrating a birthday also, Miss Joy Grace McLaren celebrating a birthday, Andrew Walker, one of our local telephone pole climbers, celebrating a birthday, and Miss Betty Melton. And here at the end of the show, we'll go through our highly non-computerized, sophisticated system and pick out a winner that will receive one of our birthday prizes. Compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, we'll go back and get some commercials in here and help pay for today's show. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling coverage, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here in the corner courtroom, your historic Clay County Courthouse. And next up, I think we've got Mr. Jimmy Burchett sitting down there, and he's going to talk just for a few minutes. Jimmy, come aboard. Tell us, let me ask you this, your thoughts this year when you look up and see basically a whole new coaching crew out there on the field. What did that feel like when you went out there?
It felt like a good thing. Gave me some confidence.
So you looked around and seen there was maybe some fellas there that maybe knew what they were talking about pretty good, had lots of experience. I know some of the assistant coaches have more experience than the head coach here, don't they?
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Now, one of your favorite moments of the year. Let's go back to a favorite moment from last year. Tell us about one of those that might stand out pretty good when there was maybe less than 10 seconds left in a ball game or something or other. And you remember that?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I returned a kick against Westmoreland. Probably one of my coolest memories.
And the crowd was heading toward the cars, weren't they?
Yeah.
Because they thought it was all over.
Yeah.
And you intercepted one and run it back how many yards?
I'm not sure.
The whole bunch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, this year, when you guys came in, did you have the feeling that this was the year?
I have a good feeling. Yeah, we're good. We've been waiting for 4 years.
Okay. Give you a chance to talk about your you've had a pretty good season this year, haven't you?
Yeah, all right, I guess.
And what positions do you play on the team?
Safety and wide receiver.
And wide receiver. Do you have many receptions this year?
Yeah, I got a few.
You know exactly how many, probably?
Couldn't tell you.
Just quite a few, huh?
Yeah, a couple.
So you don't keep up with exact numbers?
No.
You sure now?
Positive.
Okay. And, well, okay, now what, looking at some of the films from McKenzie, what are you looking to Friday afternoon?
I think we got to stop them score.
Okay, and then how do they do most of their scoring?
Number seven. I give the ball to him a lot. He's pretty good.
So they're one of these grounded out teams?
Yeah, they're pretty tough. Got a quarterback. Well, they're pretty solid. Got a good line.
Have you noticed any fumble-itis on their team or anything, like any weaknesses maybe? Or?
Oh, yeah, they fumbled a lot. Last year against South Pitt in the state championship, they fumbled it two or three times.
So maybe that's maybe a little bit of a weak link, but
yeah.
Nobody's managed to outdo them this year, have they?
Yeah, they still fumble it.
But, okay, and they hadn't lost a game yet.
Not yet.
So they're going to lose their last game, right?
Yeah, we're going to win it.
All right, okay. All right. Next up, Jimmy, you just kind of ease out and let somebody come in. I'm going to wake John up over here and introduce yourself to the folks out in radio land.
My name's John.
John what?
Hamilton.
Okay. John, what position do you play? Line.
Yeah.
You had any noticeable games this year where you think you have shined out? I know you don't like to brag on yourself or anything.
No, not really. All I do is make some tackles, you know.
Well, have you been leading tackler maybe any times this year much?
Maybe. I don't really know.
You really don't know. And what about as a tight end?
I blocked. I got a few catches.
Oh, and a few catches. Tight end's a pretty tough place, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't make it downfield a whole lot, do you, to catch long passes? Or?
Not too many long ones. Most of them are short.
So you're the guy that sometimes that you have to catch that 11-yard pass when it's fourth and 10. And
yeah.
You're the guy you got to call on to catch that pass.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel maybe just a little bit of nervousness in that? And
sometimes.
Sometimes? It doesn't bother you, does it?
Not really.
Okay, now, how long have you been playing football, John?
Since I was five.
Since you were 5 years old. And, of course, your dad was a former football player here, played some basketball for me. And I know I know you enjoy the game of football. You like to go out there and hit people every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Well, have you had any penalties this year?
I've had a few.
Mainly for what?
Holding.
Yeah. You're not practicing for Saturday night's date, are you?
No.
Okay, all right. We'll get that straightened out real good. But and I do know, John, that you have that an exemplary job this year at the tight end and in the defensive line, because if you go to the game, we do hear your name called quite a bit. And we know that all you guys are looking forward. And what do you think some of the things that you need to look for tomorrow afternoon at your position?
Just go out and execute and try to win the game. That's all you can do.
Just got to execute what the coaches have told you and what you remember how to do and do it right.
Yeah.
That'll get the job done, won't it? All right. Alec, tell us a little something about yourself.
Well, I am a wide receiver in safety. I've played, it's my fourth year, final year, and we're playing in the state championship game tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one. That's all I know.
And well, I know better than that, because you're not like Minnie Pearl when her brother told you how he told you all you know. He knew. I know better than that. I mean, I know I don't know how you will react to this. I'm going to give you just a little bit of chance to brag on yourself a little bit. I know that's not something that you're comfortable with, but you are our new record holders here at Clay County High School. You know, I mean, tell us about that a little bit and what makes it possible.
Well, I tell you, what makes it possible is the hustle. I honestly got to say, my all 4 years, I come out and I give it all I got. And I've been lucky, blessed enough with the athletic ability to break some of those records, and it's a good feeling. I know I don't brag on myself a lot, but it is a good personal goal, and I'm
I'm proud of myself. Well, now, on another line now, this time of the year, for quite a while now, you've been a target, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many times have it resulted in the kickoff being kicked out of bounds or make sure that you can't get to it?
Well, a lot this year and some last year. I mean, I don't get a lot of, that's when I get a lot of rest, you know. When they're about to kick it, I get back there and I just relax. I know they're about to kick it out of bounds, so and then hopefully they do kick it to me Friday night.
Okay, and as a wide receiver, I know you've had quite a few scores as a wide receiver, not only with the kickoff. And I do know that, I know you're one of those football players that would always said that your feet do most of the thinking for you.
Right.
I mean, because you have no idea when you catch the ball you're going to do.
Whenever that ball comes to you, I mean, your mind's going 100 miles a second. You know, you don't know what's going on in your head. But
seems like your feet know where to go, don't they?
They do know where to go most of the time.
And sometimes, you know, I know the football field is about 100 yards long, and sometimes you may run about 175 yards to get over that 100 yards, don't you?
Yeah, you never know. You might have to run it all the way across the field. Get back and forth once or twice.
But you know, I do know, you know, Alex, sitting there with the group of folks I sit around, you know, every time the ball goes up in there, you kind of hear that exhale of, it's fixing to happen. And it has quite a number of times this year. I mean, do you know exactly how many kickoff returns you have for scores this year?
No, I do not.
I think we could probably look it up. We ain't got time to do that, have we?
But I
know it's been a pleasure watching you play. It's a fun game that we play, and I know we do have the ability to grind scores out, but we also have the ability to catch the long pass. And of course, that is compliments of Keaton, who has really matured a lot this year. And got the ball to you guys, and of course with you, I mean yours is just like I said, your feet do the thinking and head toward the other end of the field. And I speak for everyone that's watched this year. It's been a pleasure watching you play the game this year.
I certainly appreciate that.
All right, and thank you. And now sitting here next to us is maybe another. He has had a pretty good year this year and a pretty good career. Introduce yourself to the folks out in Radio Land.
My name is Justin Markham. I play running back and linebacker.
Well, what have you done this year?
I've ran the ball a little bit, I reckon.
Do you know how many total yards you've picked up this season? Been quite a few, hasn't it?
I think it's around 1,600 or something.
Enough to be the leading all-time rusher, maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
Passed up some pretty good football players in the past.
Yeah.
And once again, I think maybe one of the things that you have that a lot of the players don't have is that you do have the speed to get off four long pass plays, and you also have the strength to pick up that couple 3 yards that we need sometimes when we don't have to go hardly as far. I know that you've done a real good job at that. And Joseph, what are you looking forward to tomorrow afternoon?
We just got to come out and play and do what we've done for the past 14 weeks. And, you know, we got each other's backs and we're going to do the best we can.
And, of course, you know, that's a big thing, guys. You know, when you get your name in that last program, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's quite an accomplishment. I know there's how many Class A football teams? I know we're close to over 100 of them. And like I said earlier, every one of them but the one loses the last game they play, and you guys definitely don't want to do that, I know for sure.
Yeah.
And I know it, you're 4 years. Have you been a four-year starter also, or have you been a bench rider for a year or two or something?
I started about all 4 years on defense and offense. I played a little bit last year, but this year's really been, I've started on offense and I've got most of my playing time on offense this year.
Okay, now, you know, with you and Alec, I know, and with Jimmy, you guys are all, you know, deep threats at any one time. And how tiresome is that for you before the game is over? I know you run the ball quite a bit. And And I know you run it pretty fast, and you can run it nice and strong and slow also. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the feeling of that when they hand the ball to you. What's going on there up there between your ears when they hand the ball to you?
It just feels like everything's going in slow motion. You just see everybody going by, and you're just trying to make people miss and just trying to get out in the open field.
So you're one of those guys that does have that slow motion brain.
Yeah, I reckon.
And you know, I can go off on a line there on one of the greatest baseball players of all time. You guys may not even remember the name Ted Williams, but Ted Williams always said he could see the seams on a baseball when it was coming toward him in a Major League Baseball game. So when you're along that line there, you see those guys moving. Do you anticipate what they're going to do, and then with a snap of a finger, you do the opposite?
Yeah, I try to.
That's an amazing, amazing skill to have. And Joseph, I know that we have enjoyed watching you play all these seasons, and we'll hopefully we'll enjoy that one more game and come home with a gold football.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're looking forward to that. And I believe, let me put my glasses on here and make sure. Now, this is Hunter here, isn't it? Hunter, introduce yourself.
I'm Hunter Kyle, and I play offensive and defensive line.
And what is your main duty on the offensive line? What do you have to do?
Whenever it's passed, make sure they don't get upfield, block for Joseph so he can get in the end zone.
So all of those yards, you should have at least half of them maybe?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. All right, I gave you a chance now. But, you know, that offensive line is very, very important, to the runners, to the receivers, all of that thing, because, you know, there's two games going on there. You know, there's the running game and then the passing game, and they're totally different, aren't they, Hunter?
Oh, a lot different.
And now what about the problem that John had? You had much problem this year with holding people when you weren't supposed to, or?
No, I don't think they ever called me for it.
So you don't have a holding penalty all year?
I don't believe so.
I think you deserve a gold star for that, don't you? Because now, going back to John and Attic, I could ask Attic, how many touchdowns that John has cost you during your career?
He didn't cost me one.
Oh, God.
That was kind of mean of me, wasn't it?
Nah.
Okay. Hunter, how many years you've been playing since?
Since eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay. Now, once again, how did you guys do and win the eighth grade football? That's been a few years ago.
I think we went 4-2 that year.
4-2 that year. And who probably beat you there?
Gordonsville both times.
I just had, and that we can kind of rub that in now and say we've beaten them two times in a row, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
And of course that has been a thorn in our side for many, many, many years. Where it boiled down to us, and that a few years ago, many years ago, it was also a thorn in the side in all the sports: football, basketball, girls basketball, all those things. But I think maybe we've finally tamed that animal, haven't we? Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Okay, now what are the prospects for the guys coming back next year? What do you think about that? Do you think maybe they can repeat as state champions? Joseph, what do you think?
I just hope we set a good example for them and just they strive to be the best they can be.
Got some pretty good returners coming back, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Have we covered everybody here today?
Coach
Dixon. Yeah, and I know we got the assistant coach coming up next. But let's take a little short break and come back, and we'll let him wind things up. Guys, I appreciate it.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling,
lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back now. Coach Lamb's sitting here, and we've got one of the assistants with us, and he's going to introduce him and let him talk a little bit.
Well, this guy was part of the deal. If I was going to come down here, he had to stay, and he's one of my best friends. I've known him forever and love him. He does a great job with their defense. He's our defense coordinator, and that's Coach Mike Dickerson.
And he is the transition person, isn't he?
He's something. I don't know about that. But.
Coach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
This is my, 29th year of coaching. I was in Smith County for, 24 years as an assistant and as a head coach. I was the head coach there for 6 years, and I came here when this group was freshmen. It was my first year here. Coach Johnson hired me and brought me over and allowed me to coach the defense. And a lot of these guys have been starting for me since they were freshmen. So, you know, we've all kind of grown up together, and I've been very blessed to be a part of this group.
So we can say that you've taught them everything that they know, but not necessarily everything that you know.
Well, now, they've taught me a lot, too.
Okay,
so,
now there we go.
But, I've learned a lot. They have definitely taught me patience, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that really as a positive, because I used to be pretty high strung, and they've mellowed this old man out a little bit, and it's just fun to go out there to practice or games and be with these guys and just kind of put them in positions to let them do what they do best.
Okay, now I'm wondering, you said, over on the sidelines in games and in practice, have you ever looked out there and thought, how in the world did they do that?
Absolutely, a bunch of times.
And I know I talked with Alec about it, that his feet do the thinking for him.
Yes, sir.
That there's no way your brain can react even that fast to do some of the things that those guys do out there.
Yes,
Let me ask you this. Who did you work under?
Now, Jimmy Maynard was my boss for several years there at Smith County, and Richard Anderson hired me in 1995. It was when I started. So I worked 4 years under Richard and about 13 under Jimmy, and then I was a head coach for 6 years.
Well, now, I can't go by without saying that for so many years, I guess maybe Coach Maynard may have made amends for what he did to us years ago when I first started coaching basketball. I don't know if he's ever told these guys or not, but he was the point guard for Livingston Academy, and I think for a couple of years there, they were the only team that beat us two times a season. Of course, there's always been a little bit bigger than us, but and even going all the way back, I'm going to throw this to the 2 years that he played eighth grade basketball at Independence.
That's way back then.
Yes, sir.
Under Coach Smith. Wilbur T., I believe, was his name. One of the coaching legends over in Overton County to coach the teams out at Independence, which a great number of the varsity basketball and football players at Livingston Academy, that was their home school out there. But I guess it maybe with his work with our offense this year, that maybe he's made a tone for some of the bad things. And of course, you probably heard a lot of folks, you're letting Jimmy Maynard come over here? his legend hadn't died easily over here in Clay County. But, you know, the most enjoyable part of your job this year has been?
Well, really, you know, it's the interaction with the guys. We've been together long enough. They know the system. We hadn't really changed anything that we do much. But just to go out there and interact every day, we cut up, we have a big time, we practice ball. But they'll tell you I'll aggravate them. They'll aggravate me. Great bunch of young men. Great bunch of seniors.
Okay. On the side, going along with what with John Hamilton, are you the guy that taught him how to hold without getting caught?
Absolutely, I am. I take credit for that.
We picked on John just a little bit this morning, but knowing that all of those times that he hadn't been caught, he has done some tremendous blocking.
Yes, sir. He's been a tremendous asset on the end of the line for us.
And I mean, is there any one of these guys that we could have done without?
No,
I mean, that's the thing here. They're all very, very important cogs in that machine, along with Keaton, who is not here, and who else did we miss?
Ricardo McElroy.
I mean, yes. You guys have played together a long time, and you know how you react, and it seems like you get along pretty well out off the field, and that makes winning even more pleasurable.
Yes, sir.
And I know. And you're fitting when this season started, and we'll close with that. What did you think was going to happen this year?
Well,
honestly now.
I'll be honest. I told Coach Lamb, and then when we were recruiting Coach Maynard, I told them both. I said, we've got a special group. I said, I think we can win the region, and I think this could be a Final Four football team. I said, now some things will have to go our way. But I honestly felt like this group was good enough to at least get to the semifinals.
So they have overachieved for you?
No, sir. Once you get to the semifinals, then it's whatever happens. But
well, you know, that's what I used to say about, you know, the state tournament. If you get your name and picture in the program, guys, you have really done something.
Yes, sir.
Because there are so many more that don't have that pleasure.
Yes.
And I know that tomorrow afternoon is going to be it's going to be as much of a fun game as it can be, and it'll be even more fun when we bring back a gold ball.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I know, sir. These guys are all looking forward to it. I've got one more little chore before we close out. I'm going to let John do this. Now, John, be careful when I ask you this question, because I've had a lot of bad answers. We're going to give the winner of today's birthday cake, and you're going to choose a number between 1 and 5. Number, which one?
2.
Number 2. That looks like that Miss Joy Grace McLaren down in the Hermitage Springs community has won the birthday prize today. Last week I said the same thing, a number between 1 and 7, and my guest said 10.
Well, John's probably wanting to know if he can have a piece of that birthday cake.
Well,
I'll tell you right now.
It's a birthday prize now, and it's not edible.
Oh, well, okay.
With that, it's been a pleasure coming to you here again on the Clay County Corner, here from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And I think this will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock again. I know since we're not using 101.5, but I think that is still part of the schedule. And all of these interviews are they're stored on the Dale Hall Horizon website within a few days. So if you want to go back and listen to them, they're all there. And I do know that I guess the game is on Channel 30.
Yes, sir.
Channel 30. And remind everyone, it's 2 o'clock Central Time.
Yes, sir.
And not 3 o'clock, because it's 3 o'clock local time. Okay, and it is in Chattanooga, and that's a pretty good little trip down there.
Yes,
down,
sir.
What, down 111, 120?
Down 111, hit 27, yes, sir.
And go on down.
Yes, sir.
And looking forward to having a big parade when you guys get back.
Hey, that sounds great. Well, we're all for it.
All right. And with that, we'll say, you know, it's been a pleasure coming into your home this morning. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here this same time next week here. Hopefully we'll be back on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country by that time. If not, we'll be back on 102.7 WTKY. And with that, good day, Clay County.